Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 212, the Dog Days of Podcasting. Thank you for joining me. And let's go back to the question wheel. I'm scrolling. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Getting ready for Dragon Con. Getting excited. We were just talking with Joe and Chuck and Clinton and our buddy Gary and some other people I don't think I've really met before on Joe's Crazy After Dark. And we were talking about Dragon Con a little bit, as well as some other stuff. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, I've got a bunch of pictures and video from Dragon Con years past, but looking at 2019, it's hard to believe it's been a year, over a year since we'd done this, because we didn't have Dragon Con last year. Anyway, so looking forward to that and seeing my friends again and hanging out. And hopefully everybody will stay safe there. Anyway, so what do you think of online education? To be quite honest with you, I think it's fine. I've got a friend that's doing Phoenix University, and he seems to be doing really well. You know, online school is not for everybody. We homeschooled our son, and it depends on what class it was, but I don't think he particularly liked online learning as much as doing it in person, or you know, something he had to actually work on. So it's not quite for everybody, but I think it can be effective if it's the right meeting, the right atmosphere. So the person teaching the class would also have to make it interesting as well. Otherwise, you just might as well watch some YouTube videos, right? Let's see. What or who has taught you the most of the information you regularly use? Who has taught me the most information I regularly use? I'd probably say my dad, you know, because just watching him fixing things, or, you know, the car, stuff around the house, just some horse sense, if you will, common sense kind of stuff, dealing with people, reading people. I'd probably say my dad for sure. Let's see. If you didn't care at all what people thought, I already answered that question. Let's go to the next one right above it. What is the most embarrassing piece of clothing you own? I don't know that I really got anything embarrassing. Probably the closest thing I have is a Jane hat, which is not really, I don't really think it's embarrassing. Jane being from Firefly, his character on the show Firefly, and his mother had sent him this goofy hat with a palm on top. And they asked him, why would he want to wear that? And basically he said that, hey, any man that walks down the street with a hat like this, you don't want to mess with him. So what is your favorite shirts? I got a bunch of shirts. Matter of fact, I am in the process of culling the herd, so to speak. So I've got a pile of to go. I've got a pile of maybe. And if I grab something off the maybe, then I might go back in my drawer. But they've been there for a couple weeks. I think it's about time for them to go. My favorite shirt. Well, I like my Star Trek shirts. I think the Star Trek, the communicator, it looks like a Haynes manual, but it's for the TOS communicator. That one's pretty cool. I like my Flash shirt. Green Lantern shirt's pretty good. I don't know if I've got a favorite shirt exactly, because I got several just regular T-shirts. You know, anything in the closet that you'd wear with a collar is, that's just plain, but. So I don't know, maybe some of my Star Trek shirts. See, I got a bunch of shirts. Actually, I had too many. I had three drawers full, and I removed all but the two smaller drawers. So it actually did pretty good. All right, let's do one more question. Why don't we do one more question here? What was the last movie you watched and how was it? All right. I was just telling Joe about this. I watched Matinee with John Goodman and I rather enjoyed it. Joe and Jacob have been doing on Megapodtastic. They've been doing Retropodtastic, which is they review a movie a day for the Dog Days of Podcasting. And when they got to Matinee, I was like, well, I like John Goodman. And, you know, I don't think I've ever given that movie a fair chance in my mind to be interesting. I've never watched it. I've seen the album art. I remember seeing it in the number of places, I'd say everything from Blockbusters, other rental places to movie posters. But I just wasn't really interested. And when I watched it, I actually kind of enjoyed it. And it has to do with, it takes place during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And this guy's kind of a promoter promoting his movie, Mant, about a man and an ant. And he's playing off of a lot of the fears that Americans were having at the time about is the war about to start? We're about to have a nuclear war, that kind of thing. And he was playing off of that to promote his movie. Anyway, I enjoyed it, so I would recommend that one. And let's see. I'll do one more. How often do you stay up past 3 a.m.? Not anymore. I don't really do that anymore. I did. I used to work in a bar. I used to DJ. I'd routinely go to bed about 4 or 5 in the morning. Even when, as a 20 something, I probably went to bed, you know, routinely about 5 or 6 or not, usually not that late. I would say rarely was maybe sometimes, I went to bed about 3. Rarely do I just stay up. I don't think I've really done that whole lot. But I used to, anyway, so there you go. I don't stay up much past 3, especially now. Usually midnight's the drop dead. I'm going to bed. So, but I usually go to bed earlier than that. And I always get up about 5:30. I've just been doing that for years. As a matter of fact, I've been doing it so much that I really don't need an alarm. I can just wake up about 5:30 and get up and go do my thing. I rarely ever use an alarm clock. Only when I know for a fact I got to be up to do something that's really important is when I will use a alarm. Usually I would use my watch. It has vibration for an alarm. It wakes me. It'd be enough to wake me up. So I would if I had to leave the house at a certain time, that's when I would set an alarm. Anyway, all right. Thank you for joining me, and we'll talk to you next time. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Twitter and Facebook and more. You can find links to all that at my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.